This is the Jake and Skullhead Show. We've got Jake on the line, I think.
Yeah, we do.
He is very much indeed.
Hey, what album is that song on?
It's listed as Long Tall Weekend, which, given the songs that iTunes just put in the Long Tall Weekend folder, was a pretty solid B-side collection.
Huh. I don't think I've ever heard that song.
It was a dial song for a while, and that's where I got it.
Huh. I think I like it. I don't think I like it as much as Armac, but I like Armac a lot.
Jake is louder than me, says Connor. Baby,
does that mean I need to be quieter, or does that mean...
I'm going to try and turn me up, or just move me closer.
Okay.
All right, so we got, I don't know, we got questions, we got...
It seems like it's been a long time since we did this, but I guess it was only a week ago, huh?
Yeah, although weeks are going by extraordinarily fast with all the teaching and tutoring and occasionally doing some Kingdom stuff. Yeah. I try to tutor tutors to tutor.
Are you having a tutor as part of your... Oh, right. So you're teaching people how to not use too many commas, like you've slowly taught me over the last couple of years?
Yep, although with them I do it in concentrated one-hour bursts.
I see.
So Connor is the name of Angel's son on Angel, and not the name of anybody who plays our game. Never you mind. Moving on.
All right. So anything exciting happened to you since last Monday? Working and teaching and tutoring.
Since last Monday, I got the only birthday present I got this year, which was a pair of Doc Martens from my parents.
So yeah, I gave you that glowy bouncing ball at GameWorks.
That's true. I shouldn't have said, you know, that really did mean a lot to me.
Yeah, I mean, I spent, like, a lot of ski balls on that.
Mm-hmm. So I've got these nice new burgundy Doc Marten boots.
Burgundy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's gayer, wearing burgundy Doc Martens or knowing that the color is called burgundy.
No, if I said the color was pomegranate, that would be gay.
Huh, but burgundy is acceptable to know?
Yeah, because it's the name of a color and not the name of like a plant or a fruit.
Okay.
It's the difference.
Is that so the wine is named after the color then, instead of vice versa?
Yeah.
I see.
It's the difference.
Hey, what's
between
that color that brown shoes? There's
Cordovan? I don't know.
Cordovan. Yeah. Is that?
I always thought that was
to know that.
I always thought that was a style of shoe, so I have no idea. But no, that's the difference between like teal is a color, but seafoam is a gay name for a color. That's what I'm about.
See, now I want to know what Cordovan means. Because I swear I have a tin of Cordovan shoe polish.
And they're dark red fucking Doc Marten boots. I mean, and they're
made of Cordovan leather. Is what M-W says. Dense, non-porous leather tanned from the inner layer of horsehide. Awesome. Horseshoes. Have you ever worn horseshoes?
No.
And if so, did the nails hurt?
I've thrown them.
Like the horse threw a shoe, or like you threw a horseshoe at some sort of pole, hoping to get a leaner or a ringer?
Yeah, I threw it at this Polish guy who looked just like this other guy, so I got a ringer.
Right.
I have a dead ringer.
You threw the horseshoe at the pole and got a dead ringer. That's very clever, actually.
Mm.
Should write an adventure like that.
Because if you bring in someone onto your horseshoe team who is like a professional and it's an amateur team, then he would be a ringer as well.
I see.
Yeah. This is how the magic happens, kids.
You know, I was wondering, I was thinking about this. There's pardon me. I still cannot quite get rid of this cold. It really sucks. My sinuses are very angry at me. I was thinking about, you know, there's been a little bit of controversy stewing about our rule about racial epithet names, and how there have been cases where we've ignored some if the people were, like, not, you know. It's always kind of been the case that, like, your intent matters.
Right.
And I don't know. I mean, do you think, I guess, I don't know. We should ask people how they feel about this. I suppose. How do you guys feel about this thing that I've just barely glossed over a little bit?
Should we discuss how we feel about it beforehand?
Yeah, I think we should. I mean, I guess the thing in question, the thing that's got everybody all riled up, is there's an account whose name contains the N-word.
Don't you dare say the
Nebraska. No, there is an account which, you know, I mean, we're probably just going to draw more attention to this. There's an account called NiggerThug77. And it has come up, and people complained about it, but we looked at it, and the guy seemed completely cool. You know, I mean, he was never doing anything that was all offensive. And so Multizar and I were looking at it, and we were like, you know, this is going to be a controversial decision, but we're not going to disable it. Since then, we've gotten a ton of complaints, and it's just stirred up so much shit every time he's come into chat that we ultimately ended up disabling the account today. There are some issues at stake. A lot of people for a long time have asked me to put the word nigger in the profanity filter, but I don't want to do that, because that, I think you and I, Mr. Scarlett, have similar views on whether that word is particularly important or not.
I don't
whether a word should be allowed to have that kind of power.
Yeah, I don't consider it a swear word. I consider it a word that can be offensive if used with offensive intent.
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of people that I've spoken to in my life who've said that, like, you are a racist asshole for using that word even when you're talking about that word. And to me, that's just ludicrous. I mean, it's, you know, my view has always been that, for the most part, if somebody had an account with the word nigger in it, that it probably merited disabling. And in general, I mean, this is one thing. I mean, I did handle this sort of inconsistently, because there were times before when I would just do a player search for it and then just disable all of those accounts. But they were always, like, you know, sort of mean-spirited names also. Whereas this one, I guess, is mean-spirited. But, I mean, you know, you run into that whole thing where, like, let's say that guy's black, then it's totally okay for him to have that name, right?
But, see, that's what I've been saying, you know, is if we're going to enforce the rule, any account that contains a racial slur, even if it's like, I really like kikes and want to buy them jam, they should be disabled, because it says in the rules that you can't create an account with a racial slur in the name. And that
right.
goes counter to our sensibilities, which are, you shouldn't be just offended by a word. You should judge by the actions of the person. But I don't think we can continue to apply our sensibility to, you know, the 100,000 people that are logging in.
Yeah, but I mean, I just, my feeling is that, you know, and I know that there have been times when you and I have kind of locked horns on this. In certain ways, this is still our house, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes I think there are things that we can't do that we used to be able to when our house was smaller. But at the same time, you know, the problem that I run into is the word, you know, like, say the name Mike the Kike, who is a Jewish guy, and just like, oh, ha-ha, look at my funny name. You know, I'm self-deprecating. And the account, I hate Jews. I mean, one of those contains a racial epithet, and one of them doesn't. And it seems like disabling the one that contains the racial epithet in this case is exactly the opposite of the desirable behavior.
Well, what you do is disable both of them. The first one, because it breaks rule number 5, and rule number 5 doesn't have a I'm being joking or self-deprecating clause. And the second one, for breaking rule number 5 by being just an offensive name.
Yeah, but I mean, what about then Mike the Jew? Is that offensive?
No.
What about Jed the Jew? What about Cletus the Hillbilly? I mean, like, I honestly feel like if we just decide, all right, blanket disabling policy for anything that, you know, anyone would find offensive, like, at some point, it's got to be up to us, you know?
Right.
And it's like, in my mind, there are going to be people who are offended by something, and there are always going to be people who are offended by something. And, you know, in that case, I've just think that, in general, the squeaky wheel, you know, it's like, I don't know.
See, I think we have to apply the reasonable person test. Like, somebody who's offended by the name Mike the Jew is not being reasonable, because that's not saying anything bad about Jews. I hate Jews.
Yeah, but I mean,
stingy Jew is.
I mean, at the same time, I would say that somebody who is offended by the name Mike the Kike just because it has that word in it is also not a particularly reasonable person.
See, I would say that we have a policy that you can't have racial slurs in your name, and Kike is a racial slur. So there are two parts of the rule. There's the racial slur rule, which is really easy to enforce. And there's the offensive rule, where we just kind of have to apply this reasonable person test.
Yeah, but I just worry that, I mean, there are a lot of people who really aren't doing anything wrong who are going to run afoul of the racial slur thing.
But if we want to disable the people who are running afoul, then we really ought to disable or rename. We're talking about accounts
that
are old.
I just would say that we can kind of do whatever the fuck we want, you know?
Yeah,
so it's like, I just honestly feel like, we make a policy that causes us to do things that we don't want to do. That is a bad policy.
No, because it's also a policy that gets rid of... It hits the 110 people we want to hit, and also hits 10 people we don't want to hit.
Yeah, see,
but even
in
so,
my mind, that makes it a bad idea.
But
even
on the login
call me
page...
Being liberal.
Right, but... And I am too, but on the login page, you have a link to the policies, which you're supposed to read before you create a character. And if you don't read them, and you create iHeartNiggers, you know, then that should get disabled, even though you're being nice, because right there on the front page.
I can see that. But I have to, again, like, because we discussed this earlier, Mick. All right.
Mick is also a guy's name. It doesn't count. Mick
okay,
Jagger.
What if I had a son? If I had a son and named him Nigger, does that mean that that's suddenly okay because there's a guy named Nigger? That would be a terrible idea.
Because
but, I mean,
Nigger is not a name
here's,
that people
here is my,
give
Here is my assertion about Mick, though. I would say the fact that she has a multi named Heeb, which you said we would disable, that indicates that her intent was absolutely to use the word Mick as a racial slur. And as such, I mean, okay, so what if it was Dirty Lazy Mick? You know, oh, it's a guy named Mick who's dirty and lazy. You know, like, I feel like that right there is the problem with that policy.
See, what you're doing is
there
taking...
There are people
these,
who would run afoul of it who absolutely do not deserve it.
But you're taking
because
these things that we would obviously handle case by case and using that to say we just should handle them all case by case. And I don't think it's the case
that
they should all be case by case.
I feel that it is totally the case that they should be handled case by case. And allow me to present my case. Hey, did you see the latest episode of Case Closed?
Yeah, I...
No, you don't watch anime, because anime is terrible.
Put it right in my guitar.
Well, in that case... No, see, what I'm saying is, like, that right there is just... You know, do we disable veteran players because we've suddenly decided that, all right, even though we know it is not reasonable to do so, we are just going to blanket disable every account that contains a racial epithet, and here's the list of racial epithets that we're going to use.
No, we are going
Or do we apply... I think the way to make sure that everything we do passes the reasonable person test is to apply reason to each case individually, which we can still do.
Right.
There aren't that many people. There aren't that many people who are this is coming up.
Right. The reason we're trying to come up with something that doesn't require, I think we talked about a long time ago, anything that requires direct input from you or me as a continuing thing is an unsustainable model. We're trying to get a rule that the mods can enforce. And if a mod encounters Nigger Thug in the chat, and they ban him for violation of rule number 5 and report him for disabling, and we don't disable him, then what do our policies mean, and what should the mod not have banned him?
Okay, so
when that rule is sitting there in the policy.
Mick, what do they do? What do we do when they do it to Mick? We then have to disable her account, even though she's never done anything wrong.
No, we
and
contact
she's a well-respected
her. Listen,
veteran player.
What I was proposing is any player that is older than, say, 2 weeks, we contact them, we wait to hear back, and we do a name change for them. Any player that is 2 weeks old on into the future, we hit them as soon as they start the account.
And
because then they have lost
somehow,
absolutely
and you,
nothing.
You somehow think that that is more sustainable and less complicated?
Yes, because it requires one...
deciding whether or not to disable them.
Yes,
when
because
they,
it requires I mean, one outpouring of effort, and then we have a clean slate where the mods can report them and they can get disabled, and we can feel good about disabling any account that has the word nigger or kike in it or whatever because we've already taken care of the veteran players, and these are new players who don't have any items or anything anyway.
Or any rights.
They have the right to read the policies before they make an account. And if they make an account name that doesn't match the rule, they get their account disabled. That's what it says in the policies. We should either take it out of the policies or we should start enforcing it.
I mean, the reason it's in the policies is the same as the reason a lot of things are in the policies. I mean, I wrote the policies so that I could manage things in a reasonable way. And that was just sort of there. And we've always talked about it like this. The policies are there to cover our asses in the event that, you know, we need to justify our actions. We can point to the policies because our actions will be reasonable because we are reasonable people.
Mm-hmm. But you and I are not in charge of the forums or the chat anymore. You know this.
Sure, we are.
Well, we're at the very, very top of this chain of command that includes X number of mods and our, you know, Werebaron Elf. So we're trying to get to where we can say, okay, when you see I hate kikes in chat, do this. And what we're getting is just kind of spinning wheels, like, well,
no,
it depends
no.
on if they're behaving
only, okay,
in chat.
The only reason this is an issue is because the Multizar and I decided that in this case, since NiggerThug77 seemed to be a cool guy, that we weren't going to mess with it until it became a bigger issue. We didn't mess with it until it became a bigger issue. Now it's disabled, and honestly, this has never really come up before. Doing it the way that we've been doing it has never been a problem before.
But we're getting 1,000 new players every day. This is going to start happening more frequently.
Which we have been for a year and a half. I mean, maybe we could have this discussion the next time there is a giant spike in growth and we start getting 5,000 new players a day. I mean, let's say that we go have our booth at Comic-Con and suddenly we have 100,000 new players. Then, sure. I mean, then it's like we're going to have to stop treating it with a sort of personal touch. But at this point, we can. I mean, it's like once every 3 or 4 months, somebody's like, oh, this guy has an account called I Hate Niggers, and I disable it. You know, and that's all it takes.
In
and
a couple
granted,
of weeks.
Right.
But in the meantime, the mods are seeing him log into chat. That was the issue. I just don't think that the cool guy test is a good way to run it. Like, you will be disabled if you have an offensive player name unless you're a cool guy. That's no way to run.
No, you're
a
right,
community.
And I will acknowledge that that was a mistake. I mean, it's like, I am okay with that, but I will acknowledge that nobody else is. So, you're right. It was a bad decision. I mean, the Multizar felt the same way. We were like, you know, we're going to get in trouble for this, but I say leave him alone for now. I mean,
if anything, accounts with the word nigger in them, because that seems to be just way more
offensive
than
any of the
other
ones. I mean, that is the one that really bothers people.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's also like, I don't know.
Can you just write a script that'll change all instances of nigger in a player name to, like, spook?
That'd be great.
That
I mean, because that would totally work.
Well, effectively, it's the word that offends.
Yeah, I'm sure it is the word that... Yeah, so, I mean, there you go, spook. I mean, let's say, you know, spooky scarecrow, that account, does that get disabled? I mean, what if it's spooky scarecrow that runs around in chat saying, like, look at me, I'm a rabbit in the jungle. Like, that's all he says all day. Like, and he's just totally using the word spook as a racial slur. Do we suddenly decide that you can't have an account with the word spook in it?
No, I mean, but then he gets banned for jackassery. But spook and mick are both words that mean other things. Nigger is not. Kike is not. Spick is not, except for spick and span.
How about faggot?
Faggot should be disabled because nobody's going to name their character bundle of sticks or cigarette.
Why not? Bum a fag.
Disabled.
Bum the fag. Like, let's say, okay, so somebody who creates an account called Bum the Fag, you say, gets disabled immediately.
Yes, they do.
Whereas I think that is not only offensive, but it's also kind of funny.
But we can't judge by if we think they're funny or cool. We have to have a rule that we enforce.
It's our game!
No, it's not. It's the community's game. The reason
yes,
why
I
there
understand.
Is a game
Look,
is because the community
I
sticks
understand
around.
That, but, you know, the reason why the game is good is because we made it and people like what we do. I think, in general, nobody cares about this. You know, in general, nobody cares about this. And it's like, I don't want to turn into the thought police. I despise censorship. And so what I would like to do is avoid it to the largest extent that I can by evaluating things on a case-by-case basis and determining whether they really deserve it. I mean,
but your criteria for really
Mick
deserving
is,
it
Mick
is
not the, Mick is not the only example. We would encounter a ton of people, I believe, that we would be like, oh, fuck, I can't disable this guy. He's really awesome, and he's been playing for a long time. I mean,
so you changed the name. I never said you should disable veteran players. Mel. Or, you know, she has another character named something.
Hebe.
No, a third character, actually.
His name's Spick.
I'm sure that she can come up with a name that she would like that isn't Mick or Hebe.
Yeah, so then what do we do if they never get back to us?
Well, then they're not an active player.
What if they're on a leaderboard?
Then their name changes on the leaderboard, doesn't it?
What if we decide that we're going to start referring to Arabs we don't like as Janices? Then do we have to disable Janices Ubercool and Janice?
What if we made up a bunch of ridiculous, bizarre scenarios that didn't have anything to do with the issue at hand?
I think that would be awesome. I mean, something that's they've been saying in the forums is that we need a lot more reductio ad absurdum.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm trying to provide as much of that as I can. Look,
what if we started down a slope and it turned out to be really slippery, and we just kept sliding further and further down the slope because it was so slippery, all the way into hell?
Yeah, Armac points out that there is no player called I Really Like Kikes and Want to Buy Them Jam.
That's good. I'm sure by the end of the show there will be.
No, and I'm sure... You seriously would disable an account called Bum the Fag?
Yes. Because...
Why? That's funny.
No, because it doesn't matter if it's funny or not.
Okay, so if a British guy... All right. Should the NAACP go after all British movies that use the word fag to mean cigarettes?
Because why would the NAACP be against...
Did I say the NAACP? I meant the ACLU.
Right. Look, if
no,
a
I,
British guy... No, listen.
Yeah, I did mean ACLU. Like,
yeah.
Whoever it is that's looking out for faggots.
But again, if a British guy makes an account called Bum the Fag, he'll log in the next day and find that his account has been disabled because it has the word fag in it, and then he'll make another account that doesn't have fag in it. And it will be okay.
Won't.
It'll
won't,
be okay.
I don't want it to be disabled, and I'm the boss!
But you're not. The community is the boss in this case. Because
I am too the I am
we're,
too the
we're
boss.
Trying not
no,
to
no,
create
God
a hostile
damn it,
environment.
God damn it, God damn it, God damn it, God damn it, they're not. This makes me angry.
Well, it made me angry when I had to make harem, but I just realized that there are aspects of the game that we are not in control of anymore. And well, you're the one who convinced me of that.
No, I mean, yeah. I am. You're
the
right.
The reason
you're
my
right.
channel
and that's,
exists.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, this is something that we you know, we're going to disagree about. I mean,
and this is what I'm hearing from the moderators in the moderator forum is, it really sucks that the rules are, you get disabled or you get banned for this unless Jick thinks you're cool, because that is not a rule that mods can enforce.
So I want you, if you start enforcing this, to disable Mix account right now. That's what I'm saying.
But that doesn't follow. That is indeed reductio ad absurdum.
Why?
Your because
claim is that
of
Mick
Jagger and Mick Garris.
Mick is also, all right, but it is obvious that the word was being used as a racial slur. You asked her and she told you that it was being used as a racial slur. So
no.
This is exactly what I'm talking about. You can't
I
say
asked
that she's
her.
Immune to it because you like her, in the same way that I can't say that somebody's immune to it because I think they're funny. It is exactly the same issue.
No, it's not, because I asked her and she said that no, she didn't intend it as a racial slur. But then when people
and
started assuming
account,
that,
right,
when
right,
people started assuming that, she made Hebe to be funny and continue the theme. And if back in the day we had had a giant community like this and we had had a shitload of moderators like this, we would have disabled those accounts as soon as they got created, and she could have made
true.
A new one with a different name.
Here's the thing. I love and appreciate our moderators, and I would never say anything bad about any of them at all in this regard, but to be a good moderator, you have to be the kind of person who is more sensitive than the average person. And so there are going to be things that upset them, not necessarily because they're these horrible bad things, but just because they're the type of people who are more likely to get upset by something that's offensive. Because the kind of person who wants to moderate a community is the kind of person who wants everybody to be happy and get along. And it's just, I mean,
I see it from the other side completely.
I mean, it's like, you know, how many people, there are a significant number of people who would be offended by the hole in the sky stuff. But are we going to take that out? Fuck no, we're not going to take that out, because that is the kind of humor that we like, and that is the kind of stuff that we want in the game. And I don't see why we can't apply the same logic to community stuff. I mean, this is like,
because it's a,
I mean, it makes me sad that it is up to me to decide the policy on this, because I'm afraid that this is just something that's going to piss people off at me.
Yeah, that's why I kind of wanted to go ahead and make a policy statement on that myself, but, you know, being somewhat more in charge of the community aspect than you are. By the way, Hebe is no longer an active account. It doesn't show up anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's neither here nor there. The humor, like the sexual humor up in the hole in the sky, is just funny names for private parts. That's not harmful. I mean, it may be offensive to people who don't like thinking about genitalia, but it's not like it's going to bring up bad memories for somebody. Somebody who makes an account called Child Molester is going to bring back a lot of bad memories and bad thoughts in people who are molested as children, many of whom play our game. And what I think
I've
is it's
been,
better...
I've
listen,
always been freaked out. I've
listen,
always been freaked out by
no.
the clowns in the funhouse. I think it's because of that time a clown killed my dad.
Child Molester. If a character makes a name that's Child Molester or Rapist, then people who are raped or molested have a right to say that that offends them, and why wouldn't that guy just change his fucking character name if it offends people? It's like the guy with that avatar that had Mario knocking down the Twin Towers.
So
if that makes people think
Boozer,
about their grandfather who
about,
died in the Twin Towers,
Boozer,
why wouldn't you just
Bear,
get rid of it?
Boozer Bear. Maybe Boozer Bear reminds somebody of the fact that their dad was an alcoholic.
Again, we're getting... What if we made up a bunch of bizarre case studies
okay,
that have nothing to do with
child
the main
molestation
point.
Is not funny. Child molestation is not funny to most people, but neither is alcoholism. And our game is nothing if not pretty much about alcoholism. I mean, what I'm saying is, yes, these things are going to offend people, but at some point, people just have to fucking deal with it.
See,
you know?
I don't
agree.
If
they get offended, they can stop playing the game. I mean, we do owe the community a lot, but really, when it comes down to it, any particular one of them, we don't owe anything. I mean, it's like, how many people have to be offended by something before it's offensive enough for us to take action against it? That is the question that I don't want to write a rule that defines that number. I would rather just apply reason to these situations on a case-by-case basis. That is the difference between a small company that is cool to work for and a big corporation that's shitty to work for. Is the big corporation that's shitty to work for has hard and fast rules that are fine and effective 90% of the time, but there's this 10% of the time when they don't make any sense in their application. And that's why it sucks ass. And that's why, instead of working for a big corporation that has these rules, I would rather have a little company where we get to actually, you know, make decisions based on reason on a case-by-case basis. And I don't feel that the game is so big that we cannot still do that.
But it's
because
gonna
we
get
have
that
been,
way.
And it's been working. It's okay, it's going to get that way, but we can figure it out at that point. I mean,
see, that's just bizarre, because you don't want to have, like, say, Zlania start sewing bugbears, because when we get too many orders, that's an unsustainable model. You want to have things in place so that the game can grow.
Too many orders. I do want to have things in place so that the game can grow, and we will be.
Yeah, this is awesome. Everybody gets to see what I sound like when I'm stirred up about something other than Shorebots.
I mean, I just, it is, this is not going to happen very often. And it's something that we could keep dealing with on a case-by-case basis for a long time. And it's something that I feel like is not worth the false positives.
But
I mean,
all of the false positives
so
you've been throwing at me.
We go through and disable, I mean,
are
you know,
not
you say like whatever
that would be false positive
argument because that's a, we go through and delete every thing that has anything to do with child molestation. Do we have to delete the bloody clown pants? That reference is a joke that is incredibly offensive. And people know it.
The joke's not in the game, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So there you go. A character, a person who creates a character for our game and chooses a name like, you know, the rapist who went around doing the PvP thing where he said, I rape you. This is a guy who either knows that that's going to offend people and doesn't care, or doesn't know that it's going to offend people. Either way, why does he have to have that name? That's what I'm saying. Why does Bum the Fag have to be Bum the Fag?
Because it's funny. Because it's funny, and there is no reason not to allow him to make that joke.
Yes, it is.
Because
there is,
funny,
because
it's
funny.
Offends
it people.
Okay, do you suppose you think Lex would be offended by that? No, I think Lex would think it was pretty fucking funny. You know, and there is no bigger faggot playing the game than Lex. And because he's a reasonable person, in addition to being a gay guy, he's not going to be pissed off about it. I mean, if the guy starts going into chat and emoting, bashes fags in the head until they bleed to death, then yes, we fucking disable that guy. But, I mean, I don't understand where we've gone wrong in this society where suddenly your intent and your actions don't mean anything anymore. I mean, it's just...
At some point they don't. If you start the account child molester because you think it's funny, because you don't know anybody who's been molested as a kid, and people take offense to it, good.
No, but
that's okay. You can disable that character.
I mean, it's... You know, this is, here's the problem. You inherited your sense of humor from a preacher, and I inherited mine from a policeman. Like, and, I don't know, you know, there's this sort of whistling past the graveyard aspect that, like, I mean, I just feel like
but
it's so much better than trying to make everybody fucking happy all the time.
I know, but we can't base rules around our sense of humor, man. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, we can. We absolutely can. People love the fact that one of our rules is don't be a jackass in the chat, because everybody wishes they could have rules like that. And that is absolutely determined by whether we think somebody is being a jackass or not.
Right.
And people love it. Now, what we apparently can't do is, whereas we can decide whether somebody's being a jackass or not, we can't decide whether they're being a racist or not.
No,
seriously?
we're not calling anybody a racist.
Too stupid to figure that out.
Saying that somebody who is a racist who uses a racist slur gets their account disabled. Somebody who isn't a racist and uses a racist slur gets their account disabled, because it's in the fucking policies that if you make a character that has a racial slur in the name, you get your account disabled. And we should enforce the fucking policy.
Let's say you make an account.
All you're doing is coming up with these bizarre scenarios where
bizarre
there's a whole
scenarios
in the,
such
in the
as
rule.
Such as the real scenario that exists with Mick.
I'm
so and you
God
you
damn
are,
it.
Are we disabling Mike the Jew? I have no idea if that guy has ever done anything wrong. I have no idea if he's Jewish or not. I have no idea if he dislikes Jews or not.
Jew is not a racial slur.
Yes, but you said earlier that we would disable that account.
No, I didn't actually. I said the thieving Jew would be disabled and Mike the Kike would be disabled.
All right, so then what about sensitive Jew? What about irritating Jew? I'm saying this is some...
I'm saying that your bullshit false positives don't exist.
You're saying that my bullshit false positives don't exist. I am saying that they will. They will, and they will render the decisions that we make just absurd.
But they're already absurd because we're basing them on no criteria
like this.
But we're not basing our rules on any criteria right now, so they don't make any sense right now.
You're saying that you and I in our personal lives make decisions about things based on no criteria at all.
Okay, sorry. Criteria that are completely subjective. And we are not the ones who are in chat every day making these decisions.
The
moderators are.
Courtesy and whether it was objective or subjective, and you were like, no, courtesy is subjective. So is whether something is offensive or not.
Yes, it is.
Just because it's subjective to a fucking segment of society that we belong to doesn't make it any less subjective than the subjective version that we personally have. Or does it? In which case,
we
lose the argument about driving.
It's so easy to see which of those names deserve to be disabled that I don't understand where you're coming from.
So disable Mick.
Mick is a name! Mick Jagger. Mick Garris. It's a fucking guy's name! If disable Rick. That doesn't make any sense. Stop bringing that up, because it's a really, really weak point. Because Mick is the fucking name, and it's the name of a really famous rock star, too. So, of course you wouldn't disable that. Duh. I would disable Heeb, but Heeb's already gone.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean...
showing that there are random, really out there cases where the rule would break down, doesn't mean the rule shouldn't be in place.
Yes, it does.
No, it certainly doesn't.
I'm sorry.
There are some people who can drive completely drunk and drive really well, and that's where the rule breaks down. But fuck, man, you shouldn't have people out driving drunk.
Yeah, see, we're in absolute disagreement on this.
Any rule that you push to where it breaks down, you can push it to where it breaks down. But that doesn't mean you just can't have any rules.
That isn't true. I mean, you're right. I mean, this is an argument that the philosophers have yelled at each other about for millennia.
Oh, by the way, guys, this argument probably sounds extremely heated, like on the verge of Jake and I just breaking off our partnership and dissolving the company, if you're not familiar with us. But we do this all the time.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think people know that.
Yeah. I just remember our friend
Sam
freaking out.
And this does suck, and I don't want to be an asshole to you, but if you propose a policy of immediate disabling of any account that contains any racial slur, I don't feel that I will have any choice but to veto it. And it sucks. I mean, it used to piss me off when my dad would make decisions like that and say, like, nope, sorry, I'm the one who gets to decide, so I win. But I really feel like we can come up with a better rule than that. And I really feel like we already have.
Okay,
it's been 2 years, and one time has this come up, and by a week from today, everyone will have forgotten about it. And what we don't want to do is do some knee-jerk reaction where, you know, it's suddenly like a thousand. Okay, remember when that cop got hit? There was in Phoenix about 7 or 8 years ago. There was a cop that had somebody pulled over in the sort of the white lines that are in between the lane that's merging onto the freeway and the lane of the freeway that it's merging into, right? A cop had somebody pulled over there, and somebody hit him and killed him. And so they immediately passed a law that gave you some just retarded fine for being in that area at all, and just started arresting the fuck out of people left and right for, like, barely crossing over that section of the road when they were merging into traffic. Even though, if you know anything about driving on the freeway, it is incredibly dangerous to just really avoid that when there's any kind of traffic. It was this knee-jerk response to one thing that happened. And, you know, they don't really enforce it anymore because it was a bad idea. And I just feel like that's what would happen. I mean, I don't think that we should make decisions like this based on arguments about a single case. I just really feel like a little bit of temperance and a little bit of time are the answer to this.
See, we're
and
not...
we figure out what we're going to do. We figure out what we're going to do in, like, a calm and rational way. And if 6 months from now we haven't made a decision, and the fact that we haven't made a decision hasn't done anybody any harm, then maybe a decision didn't need to be made. I mean, that's...
Or we could... I'm not angry about Nigger Thug's account. I just thought it brought to light an issue that has been on a small scale and could be on a large scale. The issue mainly for me is with the moderators having this rule in the policies that just doesn't get enforced or gets enforced maybe half the time. And that is the problem with the situation as it is.
I will agree that, I mean, the only thing is, the reason that they say that this account doesn't get enforced the way it should is because of this one case. Nobody else has been brought to our attention about this.
But you just said that you're going to enforce the rule that way for all future cases. If you're cool, then you don't get disabled.
Look, no, I'm not. Not with Nigger. Not anymore. Because I've learned my lesson about that, okay? But I just... WAP goes the weasel.
Disabled.
Kind of funny.
Yeah. It doesn't matter if it's funny!
Sure it does.
No, it doesn't.
That's the thing. So it doesn't, I mean...
Are we going to put in the policies... You are not allowed to put an ethnic slur in your name unless you're cool or unless it's funny.
No.
Okay, so then we shouldn't enforce the policy that way because it puts our mods in a bad situation and makes them look like hypocrites.
Okay, our mods are never going to draw our attention to somebody like that unless they've done something that made it so the mods had to pay attention to them in the first place. In which case, sure, we nail them.
What if having that name is what drew their attention in the first place? Because it's in the policies and they're supposed to enforce the policies.
But the thing is, what I don't want to do is just go through, like, do a player search for Kike and disable everyone with that word in their name.
That is absolutely not what I
suggested. Even the ones who have never entered chat and never interacted with anybody else and are therefore not really ever even capable of offending anybody with it. I mean, that is exactly what you want to do, and I think that is a fucking terrible idea.
That is not what I want to do.
Oh, I want said that is what I want to do.
I want to be on a level playing field so that we don't have to say, oh man, Mike the Kike has been around for a year and, you know, we can't do anything with him now.
You realize that by talking about this, we've created... I mean, like, there's already a Bum the Fag account, which, you know, knock yourself out, disable it.
Yeah, I actually have disabled all three of them.
That's great.
Apparently, there's a character Burn the Fag.
You know what?
Which Lex
did stuff like this? The fucking Nazis. The Nazis did stuff like this, Mr. Skull. Whenever they saw a Kike, they just annihilated him. You've become. Maybe you should change your name to Mr. Skinhead.
Maybe you should change your name to Mr. Godwin.
Yeah.
Although, seeing as how we've been talking about this for almost half of our show, I think Godwin's Law coming in is not a bad idea.
That's by the way, anybody who... See, we were really worried about people being offended about the attention deficit demon, and this is the portion of the show where everyone listening decides that I am just a total asshole. But, yeah, the reason... We picked the attention deficit. It was not our first choice. Our first choice, we felt, would be a little bit too offensive because it was like a Voltron made out of five autistic kids.
Wow.
Like, each of the limbs was really good at one thing. But then I figured that it'd be too offensive for you to write the combat text for it, so we decided to go with the attention deficit. See, nobody has complained about it. Or at least nobody has complained about it that I've seen.
No, my issue with the attention deficit elemental was that it was lame. Not that it was really offensive.
Yeah. Okay. So you don't have an issue with attention deficit. I mean, what about people who had really terrible experiences with attention deficit disorder as children and they see... I mean, what if somebody creates an account called Bum the Fag, the ADD Nigger?
Well, if he could work in some religious slur in there, too, then I would be okay with it.
Oh, okay.
At some point, they just got to cancel each other out. What's that site that's like the gay
Nigger Association of America?
Right.
I mean, that to me, did you ever, yeah, you ought to download that movie and watch it. It is seriously the movie that they make you watch if you want to join the Gay Nigger Association of America. It's so awful. Like, even it's too bad to even Mystery Science Theater 3000 it.
Wow.
I don't know, man.
So I'm seeing like half and half with the responses we're getting.
To
the entire issue.
Yeah. I mean, I'm getting a lot of PMs that are saying, like, you know, you're right, Bum the Fag is funny and shouldn't be disabled. I see no reason why not. I mean, I don't know. What it comes down to is I am impossible to offend, and I should...
Does that maybe suggest that you're not the best person to be making these calls?
Yeah, but our...
If you know that 95% of the population is more sensitive than you are, are you the one to be making these calls?
95% of the population is not offended by the stuff. Any given account that we disable, 95% of the population just totally does not give a shit. That is my main issue with not wanting to do that, is that it's not... We're enforcing the will of the squeaky wheel. And that is just not something I feel is okay. You know?
I hear this from the mods every day, because I read every post in the mod forum. And what I hear is, we're enforcing this set of rules that even the administration doesn't bother to enforce. And that puts us in an awkward situation. And we wish that you would either change the rules to reflect how they're enforced, or enforce them the way that they're written. That is the main issue that was bugging me.
I mean, you know, this has always been an issue that the rules are too nebulous. But I think for every person who thinks that everything sucks here because the rules are too nebulous, there are 5,000 people who are happy that the rules are nebulous and it keeps things interesting. I mean, you know, we're doing fine. We're doing fine. This game has one of the coolest communities of any game that I have ever seen, because we keep out the retards. We keep out the jackasses who just are obviously doing stuff that doesn't contribute anything to it. But, I mean, I honestly believe that a lot of the reason the community is so cool is because we just sort of allow people some freedom of expression. You know? I mean, you have to take the bad with the good. That is just like the First Amendment.
That is the fact of life.
You know, that's exactly right. There's a time, Mr. Skullhead, that you've got to go and show that you're growing now and you know about the facts of life.
Well, I heard it from my brother, but I haven't cleared it with my mother yet. Hmm. I've cleared
another word we should disallow?
Brother's not a racial slur. So, we're talking about a complex issue here. Binary writes in, the difference between the ADD Demon and an account named like Child Molest Zor is that ADD Demon is game content, not player content. Child molesting has no place in the game. Rape has no place in the game. Players should not be allowed to bring such things in. And with that, I agree wholeheartedly.
Then I have to remove the bloody clown pants.
No, because that joke is not spelled out in the game. If a player comes in with a name that has the word molest or the word rape in it, they should be immediately disabled. And if somebody reports them to me, I'm going to disable them. And I'm not going to ask you because I don't want to spend an hour thinking about, well, was he joking about molesting children, or was he someone who got molested as a child who's going for molested children pride? I don't want to think about no motherfucking ifs. All I want to do is get that shit out of the game before people have a chance to see it.
Right. No, that's fine. And I mean, you know, honestly, you could enforce it like that, and I would never notice. I mean, and the fact that it bothers me a little bit on some philosophical level, you know, whatever. I don't know. I am, personally in this argument, I am getting an overwhelming show of support from the people who are sending me messages. But I'm sure so are you.
Yeah,
you
so
know,
am I.
That they're sending to you personally instead of me. So, I mean, it's, you know, I mean, honestly, every time something comes up that's like, this is a terrible situation. We really have to make a decision about this terrible, terrible situation. It's because this is just getting worse and worse, and it's going to come to a boil, and everything is going to suck, and it's going to destroy the entire game. It always fucking blows over without us doing anything about it, because it's just, it's in people's nature to feel like that. I mean, every generation believes that society is going to collapse, and they're going to see it. Every generation believes that, like, that politicians are just lying so much harder and so much deeper and so much more than the politicians of the previous generation, and that we got to do something about it or it's going to come to head and it's all going to fall apart. And, you know, the fucking train just keeps rolling down the tracks. And it's fine. It'll be fine. Honestly, the game will still be fun and everyone will love it if we don't do anything about this, and that's why I don't think it's a big deal to do anything about it. I do not want to change the policies because I feel that the policies are comprehensive and have been comprehensive. Because, really, those are enough rules. Those are enough rules for us to have turned this into what it is, and it's a good thing. And those are enough rules for us to continue to hobble along on. And, you know, not everybody's going to like it, but that's another thing about freedom of expression. You know, you're free not to like it. You're free to talk about it being bad, to suggest, you know, courses of action. We're free to be like, all right, we're listening to you, but I don't think anything needs to be done. I mean, everything is going to be okay, you know? That's the thing that people overlook.
It is.
This is but overwhelmingly a group full of just really cool
people. Yeah, but we're not talking...
are going to be fine.
We're not talking about, like, the world, you know, the game is going to be overrun by people with the word nigger in their title. What I'm talking about is we have... what, 30 people who are now enforcing these policies for us, and they are unenforceable by anyone but us. That is the problem.
Yeah, but that's also the solution.
To not have moderators?
I mean...
do what?
No. I'm saying that the fact that there is that it's us, a lot of potential for abuse and a lot of potential for, you know, like they're vague and the policies are vague, but the policies are interpreted by us, you know. And I mean, it's interesting that we disagree. It's cool. We're like God and Satan. I don't know which one of us is which.
Yes. See, I just don't like this idea. Like a guy, Stinky Twinkie, apparently is saying, I'm a mother of young children, but I got to know the character named Molester, and he was a great guy. Okay, but if he had had that account disabled as soon as he created it, and he knew exactly why, he would have just created another account, and he would have been able to be a great guy whose name isn't fucking Molester.
I mean,
that is my point.
You know, I don't. How do you know he's talking about molesting children?
It doesn't matter, man. Because nothing is lost if you disable an account the day or couple days after it's created.
Okay, you're right.
Except you're right. Like 5 razor sharp canlets. So why wouldn't we do that? If there are people who are going to get upset about a character named I like to rape people, you know, why wouldn't we just make the guy pick a new name?
Yeah.
And don't slippery slope me on this. Just in those cases, why wouldn't we just make the motherfucker pick a new name? Because it doesn't matter what his name is to him, and it matters to them. So why wouldn't you just be polite about it?
Well, I mean, you know.
Like, that dude's avatar was offensive, you know, to some people, but not to him. But, you know, you can have anything you want as your avatar. Why do you have to have that as your fucking avatar if it's offending people? You know, why do I have to paddle people in lounge if it's offending people. I'll go and do my paddling elsewhere. I mean, you're really big on being polite, like with the driving issue.
Being polite. There is a gigantic difference between polite and courteous. And so
okay,
me,
it is courteous to not name
things,
your character
a lot of these
rapist.
Things are violations. A lot of these things are violations of politeness, but not of courtesy, because courtesy is what you do, and polite is what you say. You know, I mean, I don't know. I find it. You know, I don't think that if you really thought about that sentence, you're big on being polite, that you would ever utter it about me.
Yeah, I was talking about being courteous. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, there you go. It's like, I mean...
Surely, though,
Making, listen, here's the thing. I feel that actions that make other people's lives more difficult and, you know, less pleasant are bad, but I don't think that being offended is something that is really that big of a deal. You know, it's like... So many people were pissed off when we gave you the ability to wang people, but we were like, fucking shut up. It's not hurting you. Get over it. And they did. Nobody's complaining about it anymore. You know, if we were to take the tack that, like, okay, why allow something to happen if it has the potential to offend somebody? I mean, you know, it's like, I just, you know, why allow profanity at all? Why not just always have the profanity filter turned on and not let you send a K-mail if it contains profanity? Because not everybody's offended by it. You know, that this is the kind of thing that it's like, I know that you are okay with profanity because you are a profane motherfucker.
What the fuck makes you think that?
And a lot of people are very, very offended by profanity. I would say as many people are offended by the word fuck as are offended by the word nigger. No, you know what? That's not true. I would say that there are just as many people offended by the word fuck as by the word dago.
Do we allow the word fuck in player names?
No.
No!
Point. Hey, you don't have to scream about it. No, I just conceded the point calmly. No, you're right. There you go. That is an excellent... I don't know, but I mean, I would say that you would disable, you know, you would support a policy of disabling somebody who just kept saying nigger in chat. And, you know, so would I. Honestly.
Yeah. So, that was our... that was, before we actually got to any questions, the thing that we wanted to talk about real quick.
Yeah, we didn't actually answer any questions, did we?
Nope. Why don't we resolve to not discuss this further? Because, like you've said, I mean, the decision
now,
that you make is the decision that goes.
They're all going to be comments about this.
Right. Well, I agree, whatever you say about this is going to go, and that's okay. But I think that I've brought up all of the points that I wanted to bring up.
No. Okay, and I mean, but I honestly feel like you saying, all right, from now on, we adopt a policy of if you see an account called, you know, whatever nigger, whatever like. Whatever spec, then that's fine, that we just disable them when they're new accounts. I mean, what I don't want to have happen is for it to suddenly turn into a witch hunt, and it can. I mean, because, I don't know, just making decisions based on whether people are offended or not, you're always going to, at some point, have to decide that, all right, what you're offended about is unreasonable, so we're not going to take action about it.
True.
And I just don't know. I don't know where to put that point. I am very, very uncomfortable with just picking some point on the scale and deciding that above this, it's really offensive, and below this, it's not really offensive. And I mean, I think that if you think about it, you will be too.
Yeah,
you
but
know, I mean,
we've done that already. We've just set the bar really low.
That's true. And I feel like that's much safer than setting it too high.
Okay, well, as long as
you disagree. I mean,
yeah,
as long as I can
deal with the new ones on a case-by-case basis, you know, myself, then that's fine. Then the mods can come to me and I can deal with them.
I love you. I love you. Seriously, hold me.
What happened?
Oh, Mr. Skullhead was holding me for a little while there.
I was? Okay.
Yeah. This is awesome. Later on, we're going to have makeup sex.
Yeah, but I mean, Mr. Scott, this time I want you to wear the makeup.
And a wig.
We both went there at exactly the same time, didn't we? Yeah, what I was trying to get us to is the point at which we had a break and played some music.
Yeah, I actually very much need a beer after that. Not because I want the intoxicating effects, but because my mouth is dry from all the yelling.
Yeah. Ditto. So, all right, here's some refreshments.
10 minutes.
Yeah. Something we can all agree on. The refreshments were really good. We'll be right back.
up. I could be the next big thing, but probably die. That moon rising, negative over the hay neck. Now we know what you think.
Alright, that was a little Jesse Dangerously, which I think I'm going to have to end up buying a couple of his albums, because he's got that Optimus Rhyme kind of flow.
Hey, not to suddenly leap back into this argument, but somebody here made an excellent point.
Okay, Rocket.
What if somebody created an account right now and went into the chat in the forums and all they did was like talk about killing babies? You would say that we haven't lost anything by disabling them because they're talking about something that's obviously offensive, right?
Right.
Okay, so then that person grows up to be one of the most well-respected and influential and important players in the game.
Well, you know, I actually got a private message from someone who said that Bashy's avatar really offended them, but that they just chose not to look at it. So, yeah, we're dealing with a lot of gray areas.
So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's just, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, that whole deal where they talk about, you know, they describe these two guys, and it's like, which one do you want to be a world leader? You know, is it the drunk womanizer, or is it the, like, vegetarian teetotaler?
But, you know, Snopes kind of debunked that, too. So,
yeah.
I think
I mean, Hitler was a vegetarian. He didn't drink.
Oh, no, the one I'm thinking about was the, like, if you chose to abort this baby, you've just killed Mozart or something.
Oh, yeah, the Beethoven thing.
Weird thing. So Werebear kind of boiled it down, and I think this is something that's enforceable. It's in the middle because there's always a middle ground, he says. If a username was designed specifically to offend someone, like, I hate niggers or fags should die, disable. If a username is borderline, wait to see what they do. Naked Hitler was a decent chatter, but Nazi Nine would insert racist crap into his chat, and he was banned time and again. We're not searching for names to disable. If a name comes into chat, if it's offensive, we talk to them and usually get a sense of what they intend. If it's borderline, we watch them and see what they post. So that makes sense. That's pretty much what we're doing, except for the designed to offend, like a new name that's designed to offend, I'm all about just getting rid of.
Right, and I mean, I honestly, that's pretty satisfying to me, because the design to offend is something that, you know, it violates the we can't enforce it automatically, but it allows, you know, it to be like a judgment call, which I just feel like is doable and desirable.
Yeah, it works.
I mean, Riff's point is that somebody, you know, called I Hate Niggers being loose in the chat for a day or two is way less damaging to the community than the sort of cold and automatic enforcement of rules about offending people.
Yeah. And while I was outside with my cigarette during the break, I thought, you know, we really ought to not add nigger to the profanity filter in chat, but definitely add it to the disallowed stuff for player names. But once you do that, then it's just like N1663R. So what you gonna do?
Yeah, and I mean, but once you do that, it's also like, so what? Like, black people are better than Jews, so you can't put kike in there? I mean, like, I don't know. Do any words have K-I-K-E in them? Other than kike? I mean, because there is snigger. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. You're thinking.
Doing what?
Thinking. I mean, looking stuff up on the internet, which is...
Yeah, I'm thinking with my external brain.
Wow, I keep getting pop-ups, and I think that they're from Skype. Oh, man. I suppose we should have a show.
I guess that we could have, you know, half of a show. That'd be all right. And people seem to be at least galvanized and polarized by our debate.
Arcone writes, my school just added a policy about bad language, and we're allowed to write down words we think should be on the list.
Someone wrote down Jew. I got offended and wrote down Buddhist and got detention for it. Doesn't that suck? That really does suck.
Yeah, that's really bizarre. That's really weird.
Ski Kentucky. Mr. Magnificent. Oh, boy. I love you, Mr. Magnifico. I wonder if anybody actually has this.
Somebody's always got to throw in these stupid scenarios.
Yeah, but
Asperger is giving
He's a philosophy
therapist.
Professor.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that he's immune to throwing out stupid scenarios, clearly. Yeah, people are talking about Snigger. Ha ha ha. What the fuck ever.
Like, throwing out stupid is an important part of the discourse. I mean, you say that, yeah, you can make everything stupid if you take it to its extremes, but you can also throw honest problems into relief by taking things to their extremes. You know?
Yeah.
And I mean, it's like, if you can come up with a million counterexamples, then, you know, maybe that means you should reconsider the rule. I mean, I don't agree that you can just say, like, well, look, this is obviously, there's no point to what you're saying because all you're doing is coming up with a counterexample that may or may not even be possible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, I just think that people who are saying, well, then somebody would just create an account called Snigger, and Snigger's a real word, that's just being a smartass. That, you know, sure, we'd be disallowing the word Snigger, but so what? How often is that going to come up? So, yeah.
Well, I mean,
I think that's
so then what
silly.
About N-I-G-G-A? You know, is what do you do with that? I mean, it's, like, for real.
For reals, y'all.
N-I-G-G-A. I mean, then, so, is that, because that's what everybody says, you know, like, you know, you can't say, you're not allowed to make the argument that the word nigger is not offensive because it's not offensive when black people use it, because when black people use it, they're saying nigga. I mean, so then what do? We treat that as though it's, like, completely okay?
See, I would just say that there's no reason that you have to have an account that says nigga either. So, disallow
both of them.
There's
no reason you have to have an account that says skull. I mean, it's whether it's whether
nobody's
going to
be offended
or not.
It's the reasonable person test again, which we can apply.
Do you think a reasonable person is offended by the idea of somebody hitting a fetus with a club? I mean, maybe we're not so reasonable here, you know? I mean, maybe we're reasonable, but we're also relaxed. And it's just that some things it's, like, okay to be relaxed about, and some things it's not. That's I guess it's the...
Well, that's the problem that you and I have is we don't like the way that society works and the inconsistencies that you see in society. Like, it's perfectly okay, apparently, to make fun of the way that Asians talk. But it's not okay to make fun of the way that black people talk.
Right.
You know, like, there's a show...
Yeah, no, you're right.
There was a show on Fox that was just all making fun of the way Asian people talk. And that it pisses us off that it's not one or the other. So...
I mean, that's the thing. Yeah, that show doesn't bother me. But, you know, neither would the same thing making fun of black people. Or the same thing... making fun of, like, nerds, or the same thing making fun of gay people. I mean, like, you know, but again, like, whether or not it bothers me, you know, and I'll be the first to admit this, whether or not something bothers me is not a good metric. But, I mean, it seems like it's been okay so far, is all I'm saying, you know.
Yeah. So, do we have any questions on the list that are not about our controversy?
I think so. Derpish says, hey, Jick, I was wondering why the Chrome staff is the only Chrome item whose stat requirement isn't dependent on the classes that would use it. Sword equals muscle, crossbow equals moxie. Thanks. Well, I mean, because a staff is just a big stick you hit stuff with.
Hmm.
It's not, you know, some sort of staff made out of energy or mysticality in some sort of stick form. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jabby says, request Major Tom Peter Schilling. What the fuck does that mean?
Ew. In the 80s, a guy named Peter Schilling made a song called Major Tom Returns, which was like an unauthorized fanfic sequel to 2001 A Space Oddity. Or not 2001, just A Space Oddity by David Bowie.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one that goes, Earth below us, drifting, falling. So apparently he wanted to hear that song, but we don't play music on our show.
That's weird. I don't think that that's a bad song. I don't think I ever would have noticed that it was a unofficial sequel. That's weird. Arcone says, I demand that the Red Balloon make a reference to the Happy Hockey Family. It's a children's book that I owned when I was 6. It was hilarious. Go read it. Smoothmooth asks if we've seen any new movies lately, Serenity, Mirror Mask, or Wallace and Gromit. I have seen none of those. I'm tempted to go see Mirror Mask tonight, now that I know it's out.
It said in select theaters on September 30th. I couldn't find a single theater in the country that was showing it.
Really?
So, it was an extremely select group of theaters.
I mean, is it coming out eventually?
Yeah, it's supposed to be.
Wide release?
It's supposed to be getting a wide release at some point. I'd really like to see Wallace and Gromit, because the shorts were great, and I keep hearing
Did you hear about that fire today, though?
Yeah, that sucked. Like, they got... The good news is your movie is top of the box office. The bad news is your studio is completely destroyed.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't the studio. It was just the storage. Like, they've said that... Like, I heard an interview on NPR that says that they haven't, sustained any, like, damage to the, to the business or whatever. It's just they've lost stuff that they were saving. You know, stuff that was, like... sort of, souvenirs of the stuff and, like, the original artwork, and that does really suck.
Yeah.
I mean, pardon me. Oh, boy. IPK for Fun says, what is Black Sunday? I've heard the higher level players refer to it, but I haven't played for very long. P.S. You rock. Hardcore Oxygenarian rock. Black Sunday, according to Hot Stuff, was a day where we... made everybody very angry by posting an announcement that the theme of that day was making fun of black people. And
that was a bad strategy.
We put shoe polish on the faces of all the stick figures and made them all too lazy to attack you. And we got a lot of really bad press, and the company almost went out of business. Yeah, man, that was a mess.
But in all seriousness, Black Sunday.
It's getting really hard. But in all seriousness, Black Sunday was. There was a bug that allowed. There were several different relatively easy ways to get effectively infinite meat, and it became widespread. Like, there had been infinite meat bugs before, but they were limited to just a handful of people. But this, it was like suddenly. Many, many people had infinite amounts of currency, and so it kind of. Through the economy into this inflationary spiral that we then worked to bring back down. Yeah.
Mr. Salty just posted to ask, people might be wondering about this, is there a reason the Pixie and the Bitten were changed to almost but not quite identical copies of themselves? They are, in fact, identical in behavior. We changed for the anniversary of Mr. Store.
Yeah, we didn't really make that very clear, though. I forgot to actually put... And that it was changed from it. I felt a little bit bad for not making an announcement ahead of time that the Bitten and the Pixie were going to be replaced. But then every time I thought about doing it, I felt even more bad about all the money we would make if I had announced it.
Yeah. If we had talked about it, I see where you're going.
And we talked about it a little bit, but I mean, I decided to do this because I thought it was a cool idea. I didn't decide to do this so that people would spend a shitload of money stocking up on Bittens and Cheshire and what was the other one? Coffee Pixies. So right. Because people buy them sort of speculation,
they'll donate for Mr. A and then get a familiar that they're planning on just holding on to for a while and selling for a lot of meat. And I knew that if I announced it widespread, that just a ton of people would do that, and I just felt like it just kind of looked bad that, you know, I didn't want people to think that we were doing it just to make money.
Yeah.
And that would have caused us to make a lot more money and caused people to say that. So, I don't know. I'm allergic to money.
Well, you're allergic to being a whore.
I have a feeling that my threshold for thinking that something seems like money whoring is probably a little too low.
Right.
I mean, but it's like, I felt like so much of the stuff that we've been working on lately is like new stuff for the store, you know, or whatever, that it's like, I was just like, you know, this, we should just, enough people know about it that people who want it, you know, people who are like active and listen to the radio and stuff can find out about it, but like, it's okay if we don't announce it because, you know, yeah. Yep, the movie is playing nowhere in Phoenix, Miramax.
Apparently it's playing in one theater in New York City.
And that's it.
Yeah, so it's an extremely selected theater.
Vlad Tepish says, how many people have completed at least one hardcore run? Why don't I check that while you...
It's pronounced Ketchy.
I know. Vlad Ketchy. Did you see that Vlad Tepish made the Vlad Sheepshank multi?
No, but that's pretty groovy. I'm still waiting for Lusty Pirate Wench to make the Rusty Pirate Wrench multi.
Rusty Pirate Wrench. I'm surprised that she hasn't already. Who is Rusty Pirate Wrench?
Changeling Bob says, about the new attention deficit familiar, is there any chance that the thing the demon gets distracted by in text could be picked at random from a list of different... Ooh, a butterfly. Well, it kind of does. I mean, there's a random quote from
I feel like we would do well to write 15 or 20 more of those. I think that's actually something that would be worth doing for every familiar, just writing some different things for it to say, you know, because that's just kind of a free opportunity for some funny.
Mm. In the same way that the combat text, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. People love... The Clockwork Grapefruit, just because of all the messages. And, like, I cannot remember enjoying something as much that I put into the game as that, like, the process of actually putting it in there in a long, long time. And I think, like, I don't know. I think it'd be neat to have just some more. Because, I mean, people see, like, even though, no matter how many of the combat things we write, they still are going to eventually get repetitive.
Yeah.
You know? So it's just like the more we have, the longer it takes for that to happen, and you know, the better off we are. but everybody's been excited about the attention deficit demon here at the office just because they like the messages.
Yeah, well, I could definitely play around with that. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
George says in the. Or suggest in the forum thread that we should switch to the star system, like still display the name and allow the name that has the word nigger in it, but change it to N, like 5-star R, which I dislike too.
Yeah.
I really dislike it with swear words because it's like, I've seen it F-star C-K. It's like the really offensive part of that word is the U.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of it's fine. There's no you in fuck.
There's no retard in team. You know, there's a couple of things from those G.I. Joe PSAs that still just stand out in my mind as the funniest elements.
Were those made by the same people who do Adult Swim?
I don't know.
Because it really seems like it, and that they're just really marginally funny, if that.
Really? You don't like them?
I don't think they're as funny as everybody else does. They're like Napoleon Dynamite to me.
There is something seriously fucking wrong with you. I'm sorry. I don't think I can be in this relationship anymore.
You told me you loved me.
Yeah.
You love me, you love Rocky Horror.
Duffman says a lot of things. Lunchbox Fantasy says, can there be a take-all function from Hanks, say, after Ronan is done? Allow me to go back in time and have Boozer Bear add that function to Hanks. I'll be right back. Awesome. Done.
Wow, that was really impressive.
Yeah. Do you like my new time machine? It sounds really good.
I was hoping for more of a Wayne's World sound effect, but I think
I love Llama says, make KOL announcements / trivial announcements on a feed so that we can view them when we go to Google. Sure, maybe I'll podcast them. You know, it might not be that bad of an idea to set up an RSS feed for the announcements and trivial updates.
Yeah, people
that would
might.
Make me, the thing is, I could do a lot more trivial updates than I do. My problem is, though, when I do a lot of trivial updates, I end up not doing any announcements. Yeah. Remind me to talk to Rocket Manly, because he's got some sound advice and some good advice about sound.
He's also burning out his fuse up there alonely.
Lusty Pirate Wench says, in the Guild Hall for Sorcerers, there's no MP cost in parentheses next to the Sauce Storm spell like the others. That's weird. Let's see.
Ha. The Brain says, Hana Crumbo item idea. The graphic randomly changes and is sometimes 3 stickmen and sometimes a candle. It's a menorah candle.
Like men or a candle?
Yeah.
Is that...
That was the joke.
Oh, happy birthday, Sandrine.
Huh. Yeah, happy birthday indeed. And a belated to Lady Boobs a lot.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Spaz Warrior. Yeah. They were both this past week.
Oh.
Happy birthday, everybody. I think...
Spoon Me says, yeah, this is something that came up during my last show, I think. Could you fix something up for the 3-a-day skill so that they use skill box that they either fade out or disappear when they've already been used that day? I think I was going to have Xenostrobe check into graying out options on drop-down boxes. I don't think it's possible either, but we can look. Archangel UK says... Hey, JNS, you mentioned in some previous shows about a London event in December at which you'll be participating. What is the show and when? Cheers, AAUK.
I thought he just turned into an ostrich for a second.
Awk?
Yeah.
It's in the forums, isn't it? Where is it?
Yeah, in the community section of the forums. But I gather the meet is taking place... over the weekend of December the 16th, if that's a weekend, or
we are
also weekends like my mom does.
We are also going to be at the Columbus meet in November, which I need to buy us tickets for that, actually. I still need to buy us tickets for December, too. But and also, it turns out that Hot Stuff is going to go to the Columbus thing, because in addition to wanting also to meet Fenord, he's got some friends there and could conceivably have been going there anyway. Me and Mr. Skullhead and Hot Stuff will all be in Columbus.
Right.
So you should look at that, too.
Yeah, KOL London is December 16th through 18th. And the way that I set up, like, the proposal for tickets, we'll be there for kind of a week around that time, like flying in the Thursday and flying out the Wednesday.
Yeah. And my plans keep changing. I may end up being there for a couple of weeks because I very much want to make it up to where Faustus Pringle is, so I can at least see him.
Yeah.
Because I don't think he's going to be able to make it to the meet because people in England are scared of travel.
It was kind of funny. Spaz Warrior was saying, well, you don't want to go all the way out to where I am. I'm like 100 miles from London. It's like, but... That's not even a distance for me.
Right. I mean, that's what they, you know, they say the difference between Americans and the English. Americans think 100 years is a long time, and the English think 100 miles is a long distance.
Yeah. But yeah, we will be there provided Jake does buy our tickets at some point. Because it's really hard for anybody else to say, like, hey, fucker, give me a ticket to England now and pay for it. So we don't.
Well,
so that puts you in kind of dicey territory, you know. Hey, it puts the person who the person who says that particular quote is then in dicey territory.
Oh, I see.
Like, damn you, accommodate my wishes with your own funds now.
I mean, it's the company's funds. We're all the company. But yeah, I mean, you know, I am definitely a bottleneck. And in this case, I'm a bottleneck in a big bottle full of money that has to be poured into specific things. I mean, the way things are set up, it's difficult for me to spend that quantity of money. So it's like a lot of what I've been doing in preparation for buying the tickets to London is like figuring out how to like... I mean, it just kind of sucks that like normally when I spend that much money, I have to write a check. Mm-hmm. It's like I can't buy stuff online and write a check.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of, it's goofy. The bank keeps fucking up and not letting money come out above certain quantities and stuff. It's like, I don't know, it's goofy. It's everyone should be sympathetic. It's so hard to spend lots and lots of money.
It really is. I've always had trouble spending lots and lots of money. Personally.
Yeah. Most of that trouble comes from not having lots and lots of money.
Hey, yep.
Yeah, well, so, let's see. Wow. You know, when I don't have anything to, like, yell about, I really don't have any word things.
Here's a good one. Kitty AZ asks, hey, Ajik, love the game. Could you please make it possible to delete another player via player ID?
Oh, you can't?
Apparently not.
Really?
Yeah, I would try it, but we're rolling over. So.
Oh. Well, you can still be in the chat, can't you?
I don't know. Like, I can be online during rollover, but I always have to log out and back in, so.
Oh, wow.
Do that.
I'll be damned. ID on / delete and / friend. That's trivial to fix.
Yeah.
Because most stuff does work like that. So, yes, sure thing, Kitty AZ. And, you know, if you're actually in AZ and actually a kitty, maybe you'd like to meet my cat, Ada.
I thought that maybe they were just a fan of Knight Rider and the band Yaz from the 80s.
So it's actually kind of just inappropriate
capitalization.
Yeah.
Yep. Venomous Pencil. Venomous Pencil has nothing intelligent to say, but that's a great name.
Yeah.
Good on you, Venomous Pencil. Now come up with something intelligent to say.
Armac is bitching about the combat round limit, especially against the Sorceress, I think, is what people are angry about. Ass Fiddle Multi. That's pretty subtle. When will custom avatars be back up? Tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow. Awesome.
Really?
Yes.
That's groovy.
Yeah, it is. Let's see. Clackling says, I know Jake mentioned at some point he would consider making a second game. Have there been any further thoughts on the second game? Nah, still having fun with this one. Zakir's 3 says, what is this infamous buckler slot I've heard about? Is it real, and if it is, will the detective skull go there? Yes. It's not a buckler slot, it's an offhand slot. And offhand, I'd say it's coming in a week or two.
Really, we gotta have one of the offhand items be the comment.
The offhand comment?
Yep. Yeah.
Stop making promises!
I don't know. Zeno says to stop making promises. But, I mean, the thing is, it's not, we could roll, like, the code is all done for the offhand slot. We could easily roll it out if all we did was change the existing items that are going to be, you know, to offhand items. We're, there are some things about it that are going to kind of maybe make people mad. Because we're going to double the effectiveness of the kickback cookbook, but make it an offhand item so that you can only equip one instead of three, but you get plus 20 instead of plus 30. And then there'll be another way to get like a plus 10 accessory relatively easily. So, I mean, it'll bother people at first, but then they'll realize a lot of this stuff is kind of worked into the guild quests. You're going to get weirder rewards from that stuff. One of the two significant things that needed to be done for the rollout of the first segment of the changes to the guild quests is, I believe, done. I am in the middle of selecting some rewards for it, and I don't see any reason not to roll that out later tonight, now that I think about it. There'll be some... Oh, for the... I'm talking about the Barrel Full of Barrels. There's a sort of change to the Barrel Full of Barrels. And that'll probably be rolled out tonight. It's cool. It's fun. It's neat. It's more interesting than the current Barrel Full of Barrels. And you have a little bit more control over what you're doing. And hopefully it'll go some distance down the road of making booze a little more desirable. A little easier to get.
I've been playing with that. It's kind of fun.
Yeah. And I mean, there's nothing in it now. You know, I mean, I'm only today actually putting the real items in it that are going to drop out of those things.
Oh.
And it's just going to be... I mean, because what it is now is, like, we just put in items for testing, like, sewer items.
No, but I was actually pleased with it that way, too. I'm really easy to please. Yeah.
Okay.
See, this is fun.
Yeah, so, I mean, I suspect that will roll out tonight. Which that will actually be the first script entirely written by Xenophobe. And,
Yay!
Oh, right, the sewer. Oh, that's right. But nobody, you know, for the most part, I don't think people know that anything changed with the sewer. It's just, it's now, the dirty exploiters would know. But the sewer is now handled in a much, much better way than it used to be by its own script and the normal sewer adventures and the normal Clover adventures. It's theoretically completely invisible unless you're looking at the URLs. But yeah, no, that's a good point. This is not the first thing he's written in its entirety.
Ponjos asks, Jick, how often do you and Mr. Skullhead actually see each other? I only ask since you guys seem to ask how the week went with each show. In general, we see each other every other weekend. Yeah. Sometimes there are two in a row that we see each other. Sometimes there are two in a row that we don't. And this is one of the two in a row that we don't.
Yeah.
But coming down there.
It's weird. I mean, there's been just like a lot of extra stuff going on that sort of messes up both of our schedules. Gorblack says, can you institute Mr. Aleph's for anyone who donates 10 shekelim? Hell, institute Mr. is for all types of currency. Then when we're not playing KOL, we can collect coins. Yeah. No, I don't want to do that. Again, that's something that, like, I feel kind of guilty about the Mr. A thing because it just made so much money. I mean, it's funny, you know, but, like, every time I have to take the wheelbarrow full of Canadian currency down to the bank, I'm like, God damn it, this is heavy.
Yeah, the only thing that sucks more than spending a lot of money is carrying a lot of money around. Yep. Apparently there's some issue with the certain trophy that people are bringing up several times.
Hmm.
The 1980s music trophy. So, yeah, that's something to look at off air.
Yeah. Almighty Tallis, talking about slurs reminds me of another issue. It bothers me that some people get banned from chat for saying fag or gay when you guys and lots of other people use those words jokingly and without cruel intent. If it's okay on the radio, how come it's bannable in chat? I mean, that's one of those things where I've sort of let some of the mods make their own decisions about that, and I just totally don't agree with the way that they enforce it, you know? But, you know, I'm also not going to...
I'm not going to say
that they don't get to do that, you know? I mean, like...
Well, for one thing, the radio is not governed by the policies, and the chat is. For another thing, it's it's hard to come across as joking or not in text.
Yeah.
Like, myself or Jick can say, God, you know, that's a totally gay car that you want to buy, Mr. Skullhead, and we both know how both of us feel about gay people, and so it's okay for us to do that, but in the chat, you can't really get the irony across, and there's, I don't know, it's different in the chat than it is on the radio, so the question was, if it's okay on the radio, how come it's bannable in chat? Because it is.
Yeah, exactly. It's really not.
So, you know, expand your vocabulary. So, you know.
Gorblack suggests putting a black person in charge of black epithets and a homosexual in charge of those epithets and have somebody forward each case to them. All right, I vote Lex as our homosexual representative, just because he'll never disable anything. Oh, yeah. Xenophobe votes for Nightmare as our homosexual representative.
Will the representative from homosexual please concede the floor? If there's anybody playing the game who is gay and black, drop us a line, because then we can just have one guy. And that would be a little more efficient.
Arcone yells, Jick, shut up with the scenarios. Everyone is making multis. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, God.
Monkey Utter suggests disabling Jick because it sounds like Mick. Yeah, Jick is actually my name for Puerto Ricans who are half Filipino.
Hey, yep. Okay.
Sheepshank says, I have ADHD and I'm not offended by the AD demon. Woo!
Yeah, I mean... My objection to the rough draft of that was that it read like a rough draft.
Wasn't funny.
Yeah. Here's one.
And you're right. It was right. Once we actually started collaborating on it, we came up with something much better.
Which is why I need to live in Phoenix.
It'll
happen.
It will.
Ipecac the Inebriated points out something I got a message about earlier this week. There's a character named Rapist Chicken in chat, and apparently... somebody sent me a message. They were really, really offended by that. What do we do with that one?
I mean, see, to me, that's one of those things where if the guy is not going around saying, like, you know, I'm violating you with my bok bok bakok all the time, then that's actually pretty funny, so I would say that's okay. I mean, no, like, that. See, that's the kind of thing that I'm like, okay, Rapist Chicken, like, I don't think that necessarily merits disabling, because what if he's fine? What if he's not pissing anybody off?
What if he's actually a chicken who likes to have sex with other chickens against their will?
That could be. Except, I mean, the way chickens have sex, it's not really...
You know this
person's
experience?
Yeah, it's weird. Chickens sort of have sex by rubbing their assholes together. The cloacal kiss is what they call it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's sexy.
Cocks do not have cocks.
I mean, what I thought about the character Rapist Chicken is that was absurd enough that I wasn't going to do anything about it.
Yeah.
And I'm really not expecting a huge influx of complaints about it.
Yeah, well, there you go. That is exactly the way that I feel it should be handled. I mean, if it's something that we think, you know... is okay, and that we don't think we're going to get too many complaints about, then there you go. I mean, that's my proposed methodology in a nutshell. Oh, yeah, Uberife is offended by my I Heart Abu Ghraib avatar. I mean, I don't really heart Abu Ghraib. But, like, I support everything that happened at Abu Ghraib. Even though I do, I'm not going to say that.
It's just,
I really don't.
It's kind of funny that there are people for whom you can't, they don't understand absurdist humor at all. Or irony at all. And it's just kind of strange. I'm offended
look
by...
Look at this turtle I tamed also suggests just, you know, if you don't like Rapist Chicken, bully him. Then you never have to see his name.
That's true. Rapist Chicken, like, looking at Werebear's model, that would be, like, a borderline to not even borderline case.
Yeah. Michael says, would it be possible to change a name instead of disabling it? Yeah, but the trick there is you can't, I mean, if we change somebody's name, they just won't ever be able to log in again, unless we tell them what we changed it to. And how do we do that? I mean, I suppose I could write a thing for us to change people's names that just emails their account that they use to sign up.
Or just if they use the old name, bounces them to the new? Or is that problematic in ways I can't see?
I mean, that just requires me to then somehow keep a log of things, and then if you try to log into an account that... I mean, somebody else could also create an account with that name unless we blacklisted it somehow.
Right.
Which I suppose we could.
Yeah. Smoothmouth says the blood on the clown pants could have come from anywhere. Yes, but the blood on the tracks could only have come from Bob Dylan. I just wanted to make that kind of lame joke. Moving on. Apocalypse Throb says, do you agree that the word scrotum is one of the best words ever? Only because of the palindrome, smut orcs deliver reviled scrotums.
I love Jews and I want to buy them jam, says, so you ban my account, bum the fag, how's this one?
That's much better.
Honestly, I don't feel that I love Jews and want to buy them jam is offensive at all.
No, I'm fine with that one hanging out.
Yeah, so that's it. Pristina says, your concern as business owners is to know your target audience. I'm sure Mad Magazine offended a lot of people, but it serves a certain population. And, yeah, I mean, you're right.
And we do take into consideration issues of offending people when we put stuff in-game. And that's kind of the reason why we don't have an entire zone making fun of various religions. I mean, that would be really easy to write and a lot of fun, but it's just like we don't want to touch that. So.
A smooth mood says, so, do you want more of a jungle or a disco beat over the eventual remix of this show?
The only request that I have for the eventual remix of the show is don't take the entire first hour and do an hour-long remix of it.
My only request is to not use any music that, black people listen to.
Yeah. Wait, if jungle music is a genre of music to which black people listen, isn't that kind of patently offensive?
Yeah.
What about the jungle boogie?
What about jungle fever?
What about jungle gym? there we go. Merrick says, I don't know if this was answered previously, and I apologize if it has, but is the plexiglass pith helmet supposed to give +5 pounds to the dodecapede?
Oh.
And I would guess not.
No, it is. Isn't it? Yes. Yeah.
Really? Because everything else that made the dodecapede, made every familiar heavy, made the dodecapede lighter.
No, it didn't. Only the things that are... The only thing I changed to work like that was the passive skill that you could not turn off or take off. Like, lead necklaces still make them heavier. That's why they have special items that make them lighter.
Right.
Like, so since that's something that you can elect to take off, then it's same.
Yeah.
Somebody added make everyone happy to the bottom of the to-do list on the whiteboard and marked that it was the top priority.
Excellent. Somebody just pointed out that there's a character named Mole Station.
Yes, which is also very funny.
Which is, though...
I mean, it would even be funny if it was Child Mole Station.
Yeah, but it's also about to get disabled.
Oh, you dickhead. I hate you, Mr. Scott.
If there was only... Look, it's somebody who created it during the show as a joke, so yes, we saw it,
yes,
and we were amused,
yes,
and goodbye.
Yeah, that's... I know, that's fine. Everyone is sending me IMs saying that you're a Nazi.
Yeah, well, everyone's sending me IMs saying that you have a small penis.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, nobody who's known me. Biblically.
Lady J, confidential to Lady J. Send a note to his line.
Whitey's Grove is offensive to me as a white guy.
You're not white.
Dude, I am such a white guy.
You're olive.
All right, I'm dark complected.
You're swarthy.
I am a swarthy. Nightmare is my swarthier twin brother. Monsieur Bob says, Mr. Peanut Week?
There,
what the fuck does that mean?
I don't know. Everybody, so many people on the forums have Mr. Peanut as their avatar right now. Haplo points out that she and Fusiliban have been unable to have sex to this show because it wasn't, I don't know, the really romantic, Barry White fest that our show usually is.
Mm-hmm. O'Reilly says, everyone seriously hates the symbol monkey. Looking at it, you can't even see what it is. I can see what it is.
O'Reilly, you need some glasses, Holmes. I thought that was a beautifully done miniature.
Yeah, I mean, people thought that the Coffee Pixie's head was an extra wing because they've just never seen a humanoid figure before.
I thought you did a fantastic job drawing the monkey.
I was really surprised at my ability to come up with something that looked even remotely like it because it's sort of the reason I was initially deciding against that was because I'm like, fuck, I can't draw that.
And yet?
But, you know.
I really like that it's not animated in the store, too. It's like,
well,
it why isn't that animated?
Sense for it
to be. It's unwound. Maybe it should just go slower. Hey, look at that.
It's 2 after 10. Yeah. I mean, 8.
It's
after
8 o'clock.
Eight. I mean, 2 after 8.
Eight after 2. After 8. After 2. So, yeah, we're going to hand off to KOL Moody and Megary and let them rock your face for a little while. Hopefully, Haplo and Fusiliban will be able to have sex to their show.
Right.
So good luck, you guys.
And everybody, I'll see you Thursday. We'll both see you Monday.
And I'll see you Wednesday.
All right.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
There's a girl.